Listening to Shiny Saturdays on BFF.fm. I'm literally recording this so late at night. I'm exhausted. We're here. We're doing things. It's the new year. I just went back to work after being off for like 2 weeks, and I usually wake up at 5 and I've just been wrecked this entire week, and I still have like hella family and friends in town. So trying to stretch myself way too thin, clearly, but you know, we're making it through. It's the weekend. We're gonna start off with a bunch of new music.
The crash of the world. Did I hear a thunder? Did I hear you break? I can't quite remember just what guided me this way. Oh,
shaken amidst the crash of the world.
The pines, they often whisper, they whisper what no tongue can tell. He who drinks from the deep water, may he know the depths of the well. Have you seen where that crossroads, where you been? I once was standing tall, now I feel my back's against the wall.
Stand unshaken. Amidst the crash of the world, may I stand unshaken. Amidst the crash of the world. To me, as you once did, but I could not see. And I don't wonder, as a way with some, will the haunted be haunted by the smoke and gold? Oh, stand unshaken.
On my everyday everything is for you. I'm a terrible sense of humor and critical interviews. I'm a pearly gated redemption and casual afternoons. All this money, you know, I'm making like racing against the moon. But I still paying for profit, and I feel profit watching. Everything is for everything, rhyming with casualty, and no labels is backing me. But my tickets be selling out, and I'm steady raising my feet. It's another hit from the feet. 110 degrees in a desert heat, with a bubble coat turtleneck underneath. Rolling up on the beach, smoking the holy weed, laughing, baking my homie tea, hoping joking is all we need. When I sell pain for profit, now I binge watch Atlanta. No more TV representation from a Kelsey grammar. Let's listen to niggas getting checks to work behind the camera. Somebody raise their manner.
Truth be told, I put my heart on my sleeve. Watch it, set it on the shelf, now my body got cold. I just want to never leave. Had to do it for myself to find my friends. I go get your weapons.
Real recognize, real feeling like real proof. Real buddy buddy after the trip to the Cancun. $1 million baby, bet you can get to the hands too. Got a pack of wolves ready to damage a full moon. The only bitch actually rapping to look like me now. Or me out. Kitty just reimagine a freestyle. Damn flooded niggas still waiting for me to reach out. We shadow boxing government hoping they put the leash down. I sell pain for profit, not propaganda. I know cancer's origins linked to Santa. I know Santa's origins linked to money. Mass production of cattle, a slaughtering for the yummy. These niggas is clever, the prison no better, the ghost of the living. We ain't talking about Reggie on Christmas, we almost forget him. What's a casket to a holding cell if a nigga ain't in it? Only reason why I'm steady fading and still independent.
Truth be told, I put my heart on my sleeve. Watch it, set it on the shelf, now my body got cold. I just want to never leave. Had to do it for myself to find my friends. I go get your weapon.
if you're looking for some shows to check out, The Matson 2 is coming on January 10th to the Chapel. Almond Dunes is coming on that same night to August Hall. Chromeo is doing a DJ set on January 17th at 10:15 Folsom. Pretty sure I'm going to that one. You should too. Sunny and the Sunsets are coming on January 18th to the Independent. And then Zelma Stone, my high school friend's band, is having a show. They're headlining the Rickshaw on January 19th. You should definitely check that out.
Man, I had a dream that my father told me, let's play a game. You look me in my eyes, and just make sure you don't blink. You ask me anything you want, but remember, don't blink. I said, shit, I got all the courage in the world to start asking shit that I never had the courage to ask before. Like, what's wrong with me? Like, okay, I'm born an addict. Do you think that you doing drugs had more of an adverse effect on me? Do you think if you didn't do drugs that maybe I somehow would have came out better? Would I have done better? I got one. I was always seeking your approval as a child. You made me feel like I could never do shit right. I always wanted to know, like, through everything that I've been through in the game, do I make you proud? Like, are you proud of me? Finally? And then I was about to ask him about the abuse of my mom, and I fucking blinked. As soon as I blinked,
I wanna know if it's okay if
I'm looking my son right in the face.
Like, kinda ask some questions. The objective of the paper is to go in depth about a figure in our lives that we find inspiring, or, you know, we look up to. I wanted to do mine's about you. I remember the title I had for it, and I was thinking of calling it The Book of Ryan. I was kind of sitting trying to get in that first paragraph, and I started to realize how difficult it is to write. How can I write a paper on my father when I don't know who he is? So, I guess the first question is, who are you?
Thank you. Come on.
Thanks for listening. This has been Shiny Saturdays on BFF.fm. It's time for a On my first date with happiness, I decided I had enough of oversized black t-shirts and loose black jeans, so I threw on a yellow sundress, which I found after passing through my closet. As always, I was running late. On my first date with happiness, I decided I was going to let old So I put down my concealer, mascara, lipstick, and eyeliner. And I ornament myself with rings and necklaces. I spray a flowery sweet perfume. On my first date with happiness, I decided I was going to let her in. So I told her my everything. I was afraid, of course, but I knew I would have to, at least, give her a chance to get to know her. I would have to give my tired self a chance to stop being a fucking liar. On my first date with happiness, I said, "Hey, my name is Sadness, but I want to learn to see you again." On my first date with happiness, I let a little bit of life reach my insides after a whole long time of having myself against myself. I particularly like this one because I don't know who it's by, I found it on Instagram, but I shared it with one of my best friends because when I read it, I noticed that like this is very similar to her writing style. And I feel like it just like touches on very specific things about people, so I liked it. Anyway, happy Saturday, have a great weekend, love you as always.
Long years, do you still want me? If I don't see and I can't believe I see.